The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right. Brock and I are back with episode 3, season 2 of Total Divas. And, well, I'm jazzed. What about you, Rock?
I'm excited for all this. It's Total Divas. We get to watch all the drama. And, yeah, I can expect a lot of drama just based on the things we watched in the previews.
Oh, yes. And, well, this is the episode we've been waiting for, y'all. At least one of them, because this is the episode with the slap heard around the world, both from Brie Bella and from Summer Rae. I can't wait.
Neither can I, and I think we should just get into it, Olympia.
We should, and we will, right after the break, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. But who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling. created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have a single earth.
Because now I'm back, back, back on top of the world. I'm back, back, back on top of the world.
And we are back right here with the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And as we're seeing all the shenanigans from last week with all the girls and the guys on the bus. And, well, Summer is dying to hear the rumors and cameras showing pictures.
Yeah, and Eva's not happy, and that caused a lot of drama, as we saw last week. Can only imagine what's going to happen this week, because I believe they're still going to be on the bus this week, so it's going to be fun.
Yes. Yes, they are still on the bus, and they are back in Austin, Texas.
It's the Uso.
Aw, they're so cute.
Oh, I love the sexy music that starts playing.
Wait!
The Uso wants to get.
Were they about to get funky backstage? Like just out there in the middle of everything?
The Uso wants to get funky with Trinity, as he's mounting her right now. He has a high sex drive, according to Trinity. She wants him to keep it in his pants, then she smacks him in his...
Oh, because of Brian's, you know, Brian's rule, no sex on the bus!
Yeah, and then she slapped him in the ass.
Because that's a good way to contain a guy with a high sex drive.
Yeah. Physical contact, yeah. Even some are happy they're off that bus. They want no part of that. Even want no part of that bus. She's up. She was upset about them redigging up her past and trying to explain that to Summer Rae. And she's basically Summer's her listening board at this point.
Yeah. And she's funny how, you know, it's difficult and it's awkward. It's embarrassing for her.
They're basically doing whatever they can to embarrass her or throw her on a bus. Well, that's what happened when you're a newbie. Welcome to the wrestling business.
Welcome to show business.
That too. Yes, at the Summer, yes, you are at the bottom of the totem pole because you are new. That is very true. That's what you gotta deal with. Everyone before you've dealt with it, you're gonna have to deal with it, and at some point you're gonna do it right back to others. It's a cycle of life.
Well, it's something of, as well, you know, it's respect. Just respect everybody, and Eva does kind of have a tone and an attitude about her.
Yes, she does. They're talking about how Natty talks behind their back. and how that's not a thing veterans should do, talking behind people's backs.
Welcome to the hive, honey. That's what happens.
Apparently she's not bored. She's busy as hell somewhere, right?
Well, she kind of is. And we are in San Antonio. There's the bus. Everybody's getting off. Except apparently John Uso.
Hey, they're signing autographs.
Taking pictures.
Getting into the building. Brian's doing a bunch of phoners. And Ryan heard all of the commotion last night and probably wasn't very happy with it. Hey, look at that. There he is complaining about the noise.
And Barry's telling Nikki, you know, they fight over the stupidest stuff.
Right?
Nikki's happy she's not on the bus. She's back with John.
Right.
Something tells me they're all going to regret getting this bus by the end of it.
Yeah. Hey, it's Bree and the Usos. Another night, no cookie, and, you know, you can get it anytime you want. And Bree just asks, are you really that horny?
They're all embarrassed. That's amazing. Dude, get a hotel room, man.
Brian's cranky because they, you know, going at it.
They're men, Natty! They're guys!
Oh, Natty.
Natty, honey, I love you, but no.
You're white. You're so white, Natty. She did the girl bind with a snap and a twit. Yeah, no.
No. Just no, honey, no. No. I love you, girl, but no.
Hey, it's Christmas with the Divas.
Yay!
Eva gets to wrestle on Raw. She's excited.
Oh, I remember this match.
The funk is on a roll. This was when there was the heel, Total Divas versus the heels, like, the rest of the roster.
The real Divas, yeah.
And AJ on commentary goes, yay, she finally won something, yay!
I remember this match, I love that match.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all headed back on the bus. There's Chicken White Mask, you rule!
Summer and Eva leave together in the car, and now the girls, you have Natty and TJ, and the Usos, and Ariana on the bus. Cameron's like, the environment's dead, you know. Ryan's like, it's not a party bus.
Right.
Now they're talking about Cameron's music.
Yeah, Brian's like, well, you can turn that up.
And now...
Oh my god!
Uso is now singing Cameron's song.
I swear to god, he is one of the best parts of the show.
He is. Oh, Brian. bringing up, you know, if you have a daughter, you want her to know that you're all about the chingle. Boy, bye.
Oh, Brian, you're so white.
This is the message you want to send to the youth of America. Yes, that is exactly what she's doing. And Natty's in pain. Natty calls TJ into the bathroom. And they're all like, what? Huh? Now Bree goes in the bathroom with her. Something's burning. Uh-oh.
Oh, I know what this is going to lead to, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God. All right. Since we're heading to break, where do you want to begin?
I don't even know where to begin and all that. Good Lord. That was a mess and a half. So clearly, you know, at least John Fatu is sexually frustrated, which I then go, well, y'all can't get a hotel room for a night.
No, apparently not. They want to ride on the bus.
But yeah, so, you know, clearly Eva is still very upset about what happened, rightfully so, but that's, you know, I'm sorry to say, that is show business, and there are always going to be people that are going to tear you down.
Right.
And they're going to be looking to tear you down, and it's just something of, you have to learn how to persevere and rise above it.
That's what John Cena would tell you to do.
I mean, it's corny. It's corny as hell, but it's true. It's something of, you can either let them get you and affect you, or you can
rise above hate.
Rise above the hate. Working those phrases in, man.
Gotta get them in there. Gotta work them in.
But, you know, Summer didn't seem maybe as sympathetic as she should have.
No, she didn't.
And I think part of that might have been, and it's probably, Summer's already had to deal with that a little bit, having been down in NXT longer.
Right, and she's probably already heard the story once from Eva as well.
Yeah. So, but yeah. And then there's just the non-party bus.
Yeah, the non-party bus. Daniel doesn't like the chaos.
Well, if you think about it, you know, the whole selling point of the bus was, you know, Daniel and Bree can be on the bus together. He can get his rest. He doesn't have to worry about driving anywhere. And so the justification of the cost was that we bring everybody along with us. Well, that's maybe not as, you know, restful as you would think.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So it's like, you know, I think Brian and Bree are starting, especially Bree, I think she's starting to regret this just a little bit.
Probably, yeah.
But I guess we'll have to see.
We're going to have to see. And, well, Natty's having some issues.
Which we watched a clip of, and we just sat here and laughed at for 5 minutes.
And we're about to see again, and you're going to hear us laugh for 5 more minutes.
Uh-huh.
It's basically what's going to happen. So be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared, because that's about to happen. But yeah, she's in some pain, and well, we'll tell you why in a second, but because we're back from break.
Because we are back from break. Everybody's wondering what's going on.
She has Icy Hot on her back. And in other places. She got it in her butt.
Bree's like,
what? She got it in her butt, and well,
she got it in her sensitive areas.
Yes. Bree's like, huh? Well, how do you do this?
Bree is totally judging you right now.
Mm-hmm. Brian's like, did you poop on the bus? Because she just said did you use Icy Hot in your butt? Did you use Icy Hot on your butt because you pooped on the bus? Now she's changing the story. That's in her inner thigh. Brian's questioning of her is tremendous.
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Dana Bryan. We need a Men of Total Divas show. We really do.
So she broke rule number one. She pooped on the bus and then got icy hot in her butt.
God, that would hurt like hell.
Uh-huh. And, yeah. You could tell why she was in pain. And now we're in Corpus Christi.
We see Nikki and John arriving.
Well, we just jumped. We just jumped time zones. We went from Christmas to another time zone because, well, we're at neon green phase.
Yep, this is
recent.
This is very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Natty getting to grant her very first Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so cool.
She's granting her first wish. The girl has a neurological issue, and yeah. So, Natty's basically giving her a jacket that she wore at WrestleMania 25, was it?
Yes.
Natty keeps all of her ring gear, and this is very special to her. So she gave it to the girl Alexis because for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is awesome. She's signing a belt for her. Apparently her first suggested career path was to be a WWE diva. So there you go.
Yeah, he's like, damn right. And it's Miss Sandra!
Now Summer's getting professional gear sort of made a little bit. She wants to make an outfit a little bit more revealing.
And Sandra's like, wait, you want to...
She wants to show off her assets, as it were. She says she's covered up like a grandma when she wrestles.
Honey, pull out your NXT gear. Sandy's like, I got this.
I got this. I know what I'm doing. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. And she's like, ugh, alright.
And now we see Bree heading out to the bus, and, well, oh, there's some nookie going on.
Uh-oh. They got caught. Oh, no. The Mr. Uso got caught with his hand in the cookie jar on the bus.
Well, you know, okay. I get why he set down the rule. But at the same time, you know what? It's something of that's kind of a little unfair to expect.
What? One day?
No, just in general. You're going on a how many ever day stretch this is, and it's like you expect all these people you're taking with, you know, not, to not poop on the bus and not have sex and do all this stuff. It's like, you know, I get why he set the rules, but at the same time, it's like that's kind of a... little bit of an unrealistic expectation to have.
Well, the pooping, yeah.
And it's like, sometimes, you know what, you gotta go, and it's like, what, you're gonna make me pull the bus over on the side of the road?
Apparently that's the deal.
But yeah, so, well, they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar as they were, so we'll see what the repercussions are of that. I don't think Brian will throw them off for one day.
No, I don't think so. But he looks like he's going to be down, laying down some more rules for the gang.
Well, I think it's basically you're going to look at Bray and be like, we're not getting any more buses.
That might be happening, too.
I don't know. Call it a really, 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 really crazy hunch.
Hunch. But let's go backtrack and sort of what we observed in all that. Natty and her icy hot.
Oh, my lord, girl, you a mess.
Like, come on, Natty. Really? Getting icy hot down those nether regions? Really? Come on. But, yeah.
Okay, here's my thing. Alright, so you're putting icy hot on your back, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go to the bathroom. Fine. You know, so you have to go to the bathroom. There's a sink in the bathroom. You can't wash your hands in the bathroom before you, you know, start sticking them somewhere. Like, I'm sorry, I've used icy hot before, and it's something of, you know, after you put it on, you wash your hands.
Right.
Because it, you know, if you've ever used it, it's kind of like Vicks Vapor Rub. It just gets everywhere.
And it smells.
And it smells, and it's something of, it just gets everywhere. And that, wow, that was a short break.
And we're going back to the bus, and they're sort of, yeah. Trinity doesn't have her top on, and well, they had the moment, no cameras around, and now they're, well, uh-oh. She's like, I thought you locked the door. Well, Bree probably would have a key for the bus. And now, well, now we're going to get the Brian's being told. And Bree tells them that Brian and Brian, they were having sex on a bus. Oh, Brian's not happy because she just said they were sitting on the couch where everyone sits. Brian's now. Brian's pissed. Her response. Where are we gonna sit? Lysol.
Wow, just sit on the opposite side.
It's Natty and the Bellas against AJ and Tamina and Oksana on main event. Not bad.
Nikki getting aggressive.
Mm-hmm. All of them getting aggressive. Look at this. Boom. What a clothesline. And Nikki wins for team with Total Divas. That was your expert play-by-play right here on the Rack Extra.
In case you can't tell, we're so, so wonderful at it.
Hey, don't knock it.
And now we have everybody trying to break the ice, mm-hmm. and everybody's avoiding that one couch.
Yeah. Apparently Brie got bird shit on the top of her head one time. Bree's over the small little having everyone on the bus.
Yeah, it.
They call him a horny ooze. Bree brings up that Uso and Trinity were, you know, how they were getting it all on the bus. He's...
He's like, yes, no, no.
No, no, I wasn't. Totally wasn't. Right, this is the last time we're going to do this. TJ's like, I didn't break any of the rules. The rule was no erections on the bus. Technically,
oh,
there wasn't.
Oh my god, John, just shut your mouth.
Technically, there wasn't an erection on the bus. Now we're in Dallas. We're getting set up for Monday Night Raws.
This is just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about their wedding invitations now. Real wood invitation.
God, they're real wood?
Yeah.
Damn!
They're more tired because they have a lot of people on the bus. Brian doesn't want the bus, but Bree wants the bus.
Brian giving Nikki crap.
They have a tremendous chemistry. She shows the goat face t-shirt to Nikki and she's like, yeah. Brian's talking about how Summer came up to him. Talk about the rumors from last week's episode.
Yeah, and basically Summer was concerned that, you know, Brian thinks low of her. Like, she didn't give a crap what anybody else thinks of her, but, you know, I have someone like Brian who's a borderline main eventer at this stage.
Right.
You know, and Brian just doesn't even know what's going on, and, like, Summer's, you know, basically trying to...
Brian doesn't talk to anyone, and she's like, huh? And then Bree just called her a whore.
I love how he says he doesn't hug anyone. And that was his gimmick for 8 months.
Well, that's his Daniel Bryan, the character hugs.
But still, it's just, it's funny. It's like, we need you to hug everybody. What?
What? Now Bree's about to go say some stuff to Summer. How Summer talks dirty to the boys. And, well, stuff's going to happen.
Bree's about to take someone down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's looking for Summer now.
Yes. Oh!
Wyatt's!
Oh, look at that!
We get Wyatt's!
Oh,
so we're gonna see the concussion!
Uh-huh.
Nice!
Oh, you perked up when you saw that.
I get a Bray! I'm okay with this.
She's okay with this. Bray Wyatt appears in some fashion.
Oh, I mean, let's be perfectly honest, we know what we're waiting for in this episode. We're waiting for Summer to smack Natty, and we're waiting for the pre-Summer confrontation. Let's be honest. That's what we're waiting for, because nothing else is really going on right now. It's like, yeah, John and Trin tried to have sex on the bus. You know, Natty got icy hot all over herself. Yeah, yeah, those are great, funny moments, but it's like, I know what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the drama. We're about to get it, man.
We're about to get it.
It seems Summer's been up to a little no good.
Just a little bit no good. So Brian doesn't. I think they're gonna reconsider it, not getting a bus with people. I think that's where we're headed.
Well, you know, to be honest, I don't think Brian would consider getting one again if he has to pay for it. I think he would, if the company were to provide him one, I think he would be okay with that. But as far as him and Bree paying for it, no, he won't do that again. Especially, you know, to justify the cost is you have to have other people on the bus with you. And it's just he's not going to do that again, or at least he's not going to bring this same group of people with him.
Right. Now, they're planning their wedding.
Yes.
Real wood invitations?
They're biodegradable.
Really? Okay. I guess that's the... It's interesting. I'm not gonna lie. But that does fit them.
Oh, it fits them to a T. It completely fits them. But it's something, too, where it's like, really? Wood wedding invites? Wow. And I just, you know, because I Googled it for the sake of Googling it. Because, you know, why not?
I just Googled it.
And some of them are really, really, really pretty. You know, and they look very nice, and they're eco-friendly, and all that fun stuff. And, you know, based on what I found, they're about $10 a pop, so... They're, I guess, inviting a lot of people, but we're back because it's about to go down.
And they're getting it rushed, so there's the whole shipping expense. And we're now having the conversation between Bree and Summer. Summer's like, she thanked Brian for the bus, and you didn't thank me. And you have Brian and Nikki in the background just listening. Wow, Summer, she's acting a certain way, like, you know, oh, yeah, thanks for the bus and all that stuff and the rumor, blah, blah. And Bree just called her a slut. Summer denies being a whore.
But she admits to flirting.
Right. She's like, you know, talk about how Brian says she threw herself
yes.
onto him, and Bree doesn't do that.
Yeah. And she's saying she didn't flirt with Brian, but if you look at her body language, she was.
She was definitely flirting with Brian.
Nikki's like, oh, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she
Damn.
Said you need to shut up, shut your mouth, basically, like, you need to shut your legs. And he was like, wait, what? What happened now? Summer's telling Eva what's going on. Summer's all confused on what just happened. And now she's blaming that, you know, maybe Bree's insecure about her relationship. He was like, maybe Summer crossed the line? Possibly? A little bit over here?
Yeah, you don't tell somebody, especially that they're about to get married, that, you know, they're insecure in their relationship.
Yeah, that might not be the smartest thing to do.
But no, it's not that she's insecure. It's that, you know, you have another woman flirting with your man. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's not cool.
Bree's like, I bet you I'm pretty bad. I don't think anything, like, sort of stuck. Bree says there's basically two sides to Summer. Sweet girl, and then the flirtatious girl. We were peeking around the corner, did you see it? Yeah, we were peeking. Daniel Bryan mocks her.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bryan, don't let it all get to you. Be the bigger person. If you're not the bigger person, he won't give her any more kisses. She just like wants one more kiss. And he denies. And John Cena is laughing.
God.
John Cena making faces and gestures in the, yeah.
I want to see those family get-togethers when mm-hmm. when all of them are related. I need to see this. It's kind of awesome.
So we have the girls and Natty watching in the back. It's the Usos coming to the ring. And you know what who they're fighting.
Yep. And let's see how they deal with the Wyatts on Total Divas.
That's a creepy picture of Bray right behind Brian.
What is Bray not creepy?
I know, but you... Anyway. Kane locks the cage. Summer wants to talk to Bray. Their co-workers, not friends. Bray basically tells Summer to take a hike.
She's trying to watch her fiancé's match, okay? This might not be the best time.
Right, it might not be the best time to, you know, get into all this business.
Basically, Summer wants to hash it out, and Bree's like, no.
Summer finally takes the hint. And then we... Bree's like, she's like an annoying, pestering bird that goes, keeps, you know... poking and poking and wants to talk.
Mickey's like, this is just so damn awkward. Can I just watch the TV?
Right?
Basically, Bree's not ready to talk.
And here we go.
That's a Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And a Wyatt.
And a Wyatt.
And a
killed Uso.
Dana Wyatt.
Good match, they're showing. This was a good match.
This was a good match, yeah.
And there's a double
that.
Right there, where Daniel lands on the back of his head off of the double back suplex off the top rope by the Usos, and the Usos win.
Uh-oh. Daniel's hurt.
Daniel is hurt. Alright, so, where shall we begin?
You know, I think we have to pick back up with the confrontation, which is that, you know, it's, when you work, it's like, it's one thing to flirt with somebody else's guy in everyday life. This is not everyday life. WWE is not an accurate representation of everyday life. These are people that you live with basically for 300 days a year.
Right.
And so it's something of you're in a much more condensed environment. So if you have a fight with somebody, if you flirt with somebody's guy, they're going to be a little bit more sensitive to that. Because it's something of, especially in Bree's case, you know, she and Daniel are not married. They've been together for 3 years.
Correct.
And it's something of Daniel's position in the company has changed. Daniel is not who he was when Bree started dating him. He is now a bona fide main eventer, and which means he's going to be making a lot more money. And he's going to be looking a lot more attractive to other people in the back, especially, and not to call her this, because I'm not calling her this, but girls who are looking to land a rich husband, basically for the gold diggers.
Right.
And so it's something of, I think Bree is slightly, you know, concerned because she and Brian have not gotten married yet. They are planning the wedding. They are engaged. They haven't said the I do. So right. Something of, you know, I think she is a little concerned that somebody may come in and try and steal him away from her. And she has every right to have that concern.
Yes. She does. Oh, yeah, she does. All right. I was just distracted by that commercial. Sidetrack. Please don't show cancer, like smoking cancer commercials like that during a fun show. Come on, Al.
Don't show those commercials, period. You know what? I'm sorry. I just want to rant on this a second, and then we'll get back to the show. But you know what? I understand people are trying to save lives. I get that. My grandfather is sick with emphysema because of he smoked like a chimney for years. But here's the thing. I don't smoke, and I find those commercials really disgusting and really offensive. And you know what? At the end of the day, and I'm not trying to support smoking either because I find it equally disgusting. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a personal choice whether you want to smoke or not.
Correct.
Now, if you want to advertise ways to stop smoking, that's one thing. Because if people want to quit and they need help, absolutely, you should tell them where to find help. But you shouldn't show disgusting commercials, and no offense to that person in that commercial, but, you know, of them dying of cancer and using them in that manner, or the commercial where it's like the chick peels the skin off her face, or the guy that pulls out of his tooth. That's just way the hell too much.
Correct. Oh, I'm with you 100%.
Like, seriously, stop that crap.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're back.
And now I'm to talk to the doctor with Brian, because he just suffered a concussion, because he took a hard fall in the back of his head. And this was, we were generally worried about his condition right here.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how, you know, the most important thing is to go home, we need rest. Rest is the most important thing, that's the only
way.
Hey,
there was Bray Wyatt's pants. Sorry.
He has to take the week off, basically.
Yeah, he has to take the week off and lay low, and Bree's now telling Nikki. And Nikki's saying, you know, maybe you need to take some time away.
John Uso feels bad for what happened.
Speaking of the Wyatts, there's the Wyatt bus, or the Wyatt truck, right behind him.
Uso showed very much concern.
Sorry, y'all. I can spot him at like 50 paces.
Yes, you can, because there was his face again. Nikki's, you know, don't worry about the whole summer stuff. Business is business. Make sure your man's healthy. And they're packing up. Or Brian's packing up, rather. As Bree is, well, off to work.
So basically they're helping Brian get home.
Yeah. That was a Harvey Whippleman sighting, by the way. Just pointing that one out.
Though Bree's got to stay on the road, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, they call him Bruno, but the character was Harvey Whippleman. I love that the tent size still on the bus. Hey, it's action figures. Hey, it's Natty's action figure.
And they're getting to see all their figures.
And they're bringing their prototypes to them, basically. And Eva gets her action figure.
And she hugs the guy.
Mm-hmm. They got her boobs right in the
It's nice to know the important things matter.
Yeah. Guys can now play with her.
I facepalm, just so everybody knows.
She's now hugging everybody because, oh my god, I got my action figure, oh my god.
And all the guys are like, come here.
Right. Oh, Summer just said, Natty looks better than toy than in real life. Uh-oh, we got issues. Hey, there's a Bray Wyatt figure. See it?
There is a Bray Wyatt figure.
See it?
I see it.
Oh, Natty, she, you know, made mention without making mention of what she did. Yeah. People have issues with Summer Rae. Hey, it's a Fandango. Uh-oh, because she's bringing a Fandango into it. Lines are being crossed.
Well, to be fair, Summer kind of threw down the gauntlet.
Yes, she did. And looks like we're going to get some resolution.
Maybe. But yeah, so where do we even start with that?
Wherever you want to start.
You know, honestly, Natty and Summer, good lord. Shots everywhere. Oh my gosh, ladies. Just, oh my gosh. That was, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty, yeah.
Summer, honey, you don't throw down insults. You don't, you know, it's something of, you want to make as many allies as possible. Because some of these girls... You know, I know this is for television, but some of these girls can be really cutthroat.
Mm-hmm. And there are girls who have, you know, stroke in the company, so you may not want to, you know, piss them off.
Right.
Because that could lead to bad things for you.
Yeah. So, you know, this early in your career... You know, especially when you can, you know, be easily replaced by several other girls that are down in NXT right now. Yeah, you don't want to be pissing people off. You want to be making friends.
Right.
And that's the thing. So, yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's not good. So now Summer has pissed off
Brie.
And she's pissed off Natty, so basically she's pissed off two veterans on the show. Nikki is going to have Bree's back.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Nikki and Bree have John and Brian behind them, so... Yeah, that's kind of a precarious place to be in.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a touch. And now it looks like Natty's going to go to Fandango and talk to Fandango about his manager to possibly bring her under control.
Which is going to lead to more drama, as it were.
Yes, it would. But, you know, we got to talk about the action figures because that's pretty cool. They were showing off the action figures and we got to see them. So we got to see Natty's, we got to see Eva's. And as we know, Mattel has done a really nice job with them.
Yes. But we're back in Cincinnati, Ohio. Eva's meeting with some girls backstage, taking pictures, meet and greets with the fans. There's Jack Swagger. Bree feeling bad because she can't be there with him. She's worried about Brian. Oh, this was Super Bowl weekend, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Looks, we're about to have some girl talk because there's too much drama on the bus and Nikki only saw half of it.
Well, basically they're going to step up and be the locker room leaders and they're going to call a meeting and...
Nicole is calling the meeting. So she wants to get everything settled.
Which is smart.
Yes. Group meeting time. Summer's like, I could tone some stuff down, maybe at work. And Natty's there smiling and smirking as she's saying this. Bree's like, none of us are perfect. Situations always happen. She accepts Summer's apology. He was like, I got nothing to say to Cameron. Now she apologizes again to Eva Marie about the pictures. The shadiness is what bothered Eva Marie.
But, okay, well, I'll save that comment for the break.
Yeah, they're talking about each other's, you know, successes. And now Natty's bringing up some stuff. Natty wants to brag, but she's afraid to brag sometimes, apparently. Now they want to clear the air. Summer has no issues with Natty. Natty is uncomfortable sharing the locker room with Summer.
Oh, it's about to go down.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, I've always been respectful. I don't know what I've ever done to you. He was like, you gotta kiss and make up and just move on. Let's keep everything professional at work is what Natty's trying to point out. Not Natty, Nikki.
Yeah.
Some people have matches. Let's get to work, y'all. And there's Natty and Fandango lunging with each other.
And Fandango's worried about Summer and how she's getting along.
She's flirty and... Now, yeah. And here comes Summer. She's talking about how Summer Race has no etiquette. And Fandango's talking about basically how Summer wants to get attention from everybody and all that other fun stuff. Now she crossed the line with talking to Fandango and, well...
Well, to be fair, she tried to talk to you and you you didn't even know what she was talking about.
It won't be at work where she talks to her. So, where can she talk to her if it isn't at work?
Huh, I wonder, could it possibly be, I don't know, at home?
In Tampa, Florida?
And here we are at Shea Neidhart.
Summer rolls up in her car to Natty's house. Knocks on her door. It's Christmas time, you can tell.
Yep.
And Natty's like, what are you doing here? Alright, go. Let it out.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to kind of call Eva out on her crap just a little bit. She's talking about how she didn't appreciate the shadiness of it, which I get. But, you know, she's the one that's kind of doing the same thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just she's lying to everybody. She's putting herself in awkward situations. She's doing everything she can to get to the top. Yeah. You know, it's something of, you can't be pissed at somebody for something that you probably wouldn't do yourself. Just, you know.
Pointing that one out.
You know, not to say that what happened to her was bad, and not to say that she is not right in what she feels, but yeah, don't be hating on somebody or don't be judgmental of somebody for something that you would do yourself.
Right.
Just pointing that out. But yeah, so Nikki decides to play the locker room leader and clear the air between all the girls, because, you know, obviously she's right. You know, we have seen the worst come out in all the girls because they were trapped on the bus. Or maybe this is what needed to come out. You see everybody's true face, as it were.
Yes, yes, you do.
So, but now we are getting ready to hear the slap heard around the world between Natty and Summer, and oh my goodness gracious, this gonna be good.
It's gonna be good, because the one thing Nikki was saying, not at work.
Yeah, not at work. Don't bring it to work. So you know what? They're not gonna bring it to work. But yeah, so, and it's kind of interesting. You know, Fandango asked Natty, and Natty, you know, gave a honest, you know, honest in quotations, opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting.
It is kind of interesting. So it's like, stuff's about to go down. We can already tell.
This is a drama-filled episode. Just drama, drama everywhere. Note to self, never, ever, ever let Brian and Bree get a bus ever again and let them take people on it with them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but yeah. Because, you know, it led to this kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
As we kind of wait.
We're kind of waiting for the drama, because they leave, you leave. We don't have a cliffhanger. So it's like, But yeah. It just, not sure what else to really say. It's just, we're about to see it slap. Be prepared for it. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be trending worldwide on Twitter. Or probably was already trending worldwide on Twitter.
Yeah, I think it was.
And
they had a match about it on Raw. So here we go. Here we go. Here it comes. Natty's a little taken back that, you know, Summer's there.
She's on her way to NXT. She wants to get, you know, talk to Natty. Let's be adult and let's, you know, talk. Summer is praising Natty first about her abilities and her rings and what she's done with her, you know. She's sucking up to Natty, pretty much. Natty doesn't like her coming to the house. Summer respects where Natty's come from.
Oh, Natty, that's a look that could kill.
Mm-hmm. Natty says, take a look in the mirror. Summer's like, yeah, I don't Natty just called her phony. Summer wants to squash the beef. She's not accepting responsibility for anything. Again, no respect. She's showing no respect. Divas are role models. And Natty just called her a stripper. She's on the verge of becoming a stripper. And there's the slap, and Natty shoves her and yells, "Get off my property." If Summer comes to her place again, Natty will call the police. And then Summer speeds off. There's something being filmed. Natty may need surgery.
Things between John and Nikki don't look like they're good. Looks like some of the problems are coming back.
Oh my! And she suspects him of cheating. How about that?
Oh my.
Well, okay then. So. Yeah, that's Total Divas.
That's Total Divas in a nutshell. So, well, you know, again, it's something of Summer. You could tell by Summer's tone that she was sucking up and Natty was having none of it. And that, yeah, you know, basically she's saying everything to get on Natty's good side. And it's, you know, I think it's something of Natty feels disrespected. And a lot of the girls do. And if you know anything about the wrestling business, you know a lot of it is respect. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is humility. And, you know, when you don't show that or you don't act like that, then, yeah, you're going to get this kind of response.
Right.
And, you know, so it's... I think blame is obviously on both sides, but, yeah, so Summer and Natty aren't done, not by a long shot.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Far from it.
Things are heating up for sure. And well, as we saw in at least the preview for 2 weeks from now, because there is no Total Divas this week, sad face. But it's WrestleMania.
It is WrestleMania, so that kind of explains why they're not doing Total Divas.
But you know what? We will still get Total Divas in some fashion, because all the Total Divas and the other Divas are in a battle royal for AJ Lee's title. I don't know what else to call it, because they haven't explained what it is.
It's Vicky Guerrero's Divas Invitational. Divas Championship Invitational.
If anybody knows what this match is actually supposed to be by the time this show airs and it's before WrestleMania, please send an email to media@wildtalkradio.com and explain it. Because I have no clue, do you?
No, and we did the preview last night. Yeah, got no idea.
Yeah, got no clue. So, you know, if you listen to this and you've got any clue what this is going to be, please let us know, because we don't know.
We don't know. But as I just mentioned, we just did a WrestleMania preview last night on the Rack, so check that out as well when you can, because it's our WrestleMania Spectacular.
Yes, it is our WrestleMania Spectacular, and we talked all about WrestleMania. Including, you know, Bray Wyatt, who was a frequent feature on Total Divas tonight. And John Cena, who was also a feature. Daniel Bryan, of course, taking on Triple H. And hopefully he will go on to face Randy Orton and Batista in the title match at WrestleMania.
Triple H movement. Cool. Triple H movement. Triple H movement. For the win.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes. Triple H movement. It's happening. It's a thing.
Follow the buzzards, y'all. So, on that note, unfortunately, we don't have any clips to share with y'all. You know, this, again, like we said, this was a great episode, drama-filled. Bree and Brian probably aren't going to be sharing a bus anytime soon, which is pretty much the constant theme. We saw Nikki be the professional, And yeah, just drama. Lots and lots of dizzying drama.
Pretty much. That's it in a nutshell. That's Total Divas.
So, well, on that note, I think we're going to take off for the evening. I hope everybody enjoys WrestleMania. I know I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited. It's WrestleMania. Biggest night of the year, and stuff's going to happen.
Stuff is totally going to happen. WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans, Sunday. Buy it with your local cable providers. Get a network subscription if you don't already have it. And if you do, well, tune into the network for the pre-show for WrestleMania for all of it.
Exactly. Plus the Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
Yes, the Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Check that out as well. Which, you know, you should also check out all the other fine programming on wildtalkradio.com. And, well, check out The Rack, last night's WrestleMania preview, because why not?
It's awesome. That's all we gotta say. It was awesome. Because it was a spectacular.
It was. It was completely spectacular. And speaking of spectacular, I am spectacularly spent.
Me too.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.